Wide Away Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days.
Starring Carol O'Connor, Gene Stapleton, co-starring Rob Reiner and Sally Struthers in All in the Family.
Mr. We could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare state.
Everybody pulled his weight.
G.R.O. LaSalle ran great. Those were the days.
Archie and Edith, a middle-aged white couple, nuzzle at the piano.
Grab one of them cases there. Help me carry it into the back room.
At the bar, Mike and Archie carry cases of empties.
Joey said something so funny the other day.
Yeah, what'd he say?
Well, we were taking a bath together,
You and Joey's taking a bath together?
Mike shrugs.
Yeah.
I hope you was wearing your bathing suit.
Who takes a bath wearing a bathing suit?
Put the box down.
What?
Put the box down. Sit down there.
Rolling his eyes, Mike sits at a table with Archie.
Let me tell you something. A grown man ain't supposed to take a bath in a nude little boy.
Why not?
Oh, geez.
Archie covers his face.
Of course, when the little kid gives you the once over there, it makes him feel so hopeless.
I don't think so.
Well, maybe not in your case.
In Japan, whole families take baths together.
Ah, who the hell cares? The Japs eat fish eyes, too.
They pick up the cases.
What's the matter with you? Didn't you and Maiva take a bath together?
Hey! Put the box down. Sit down.
They sit back down.
Don't never ask me no questions like that there. The first place is dirty. Dirty. And in the second place, can you picture read it than me flopping around in a one-tone?
Mike knits his brow, then nods.
Don't look at us. It's awful. Forget about it.
They pick up the cases again.
You... Till the end of time, I'll be trying to straighten you out. When you finally plant me in the end, they'll be lowering my box into the ground there, and my voice will come out of it. Don't be dirty. Don't be dirty. You won't even be listening then. You won't even be at the graveside. You'll be over in Hong Kong with your family, taking a bath.
They step into an unfinished storage room. Archie leaves the keys in the lock, and Mike shuts the door behind them.
Where do you want this?
Archie slowly turns to Mike, eyes wide.
You don't know what you've done there, eh?
No, what's the matter?
Put the box down.
Mike sets down the case, and Archie sits on a keg.
Would you mind opening that door a crack for me there?
Sure.
He reaches for a doorknob that isn't there.
There's no doorknob.
Fancy that.
How are you supposed to open the door?
Oh, with the key.
Where's the key?
Well, if you could open that door a crack there, you'd see the key sticking out of the lock on the other side of that door.
You mean we're locked in here?
I think you have grasped the situation.
All right. We'll just break the door down, that's all.
You hurl your shoulder into that door, you're gonna have two armpits on the same side.
Mike charges the old door.
Oh! Gee, I'm sorry I did that.
If I wasn't so mad at you, I'd laugh like hell.
Well, I am not the one who left the the key on the other side of the door.
Oh, I am not the one who slammed and locked the door with the key on the other side.
I am not the one who didn't say, don't close the door, the key is on the other side.
I am not the one who sponged off of me for 5 years and didn't know nothing but the name of Meathead.
I am not the one who sits and watches Korean midgets wrestling on Channel 5 and thinks it's educational TV.
I am not the one that sits in front of a television set for a whole hour staring at the same orchestra.
I like symphonies.
If you like symphonies, you're gonna love this.
Archie waves his arms like a conductor.
No dumbbell.
All right. Let's just relax. Calm down. And we'll analyze our predicament.
Ah, forget the predicament. Analyze your head.
Hey, I'm just trying to figure out what to do.
Oh, well, there ain't nothing to do. We're stuck here till Harry comes in and opens up the joint tomorrow.
Wish there was a window in here.
You get your wish, there is.
Where?
It's up on the far wall there.
Then that's it.
You can't get out of
there. We can get out of here.
You can't get out of there.
Why not?
In the first place, there ain't no catch on that window by which you open that window.
So we'll force it open.
In the second place, that window is painted shut until the second coming.
Then we'll break the glass.
Third place...
Mike breaks the frosted glass, revealing security bars and falling snow.
There's bars on the window.
I got three.
I don't believe it. We're trapped in here.
Yelling, eh? You're only trapped in there with me. Look who the hell I'm trapped in here with.
Hey, anybody out there? We're locked in Archie's place in the storeroom. The door is wide open, so come on in.
And be sure and take all of Archie's money, which you'll find on top of the cash register.
And be sure and take all of Archie's
How stupid did you get? Yelling out there into an alleyway. Don't you know the kind of people that pass through alleyways there this time of the night? Nothing but the criminal element.
Gosh, shouldn't we at least take a chance that a decent human being will pass by?
In New York!
Mike jogs in place, and Archie drinks from a bottle of whiskey.
You know what I was thinking that... Is that if we was lost in the snows up there in the Swiss Alps, they'd have to send out one of them Roman Catholic dogs to save us.
Roman Catholic dogs?
They're Saint Bernard. You never heard of them dogs? They run around the mountains there with little barrels of booze tied around their neck.
Well, we have booze right here.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, but I got to pay for that booze. The St. Bernard's booze is on the Pope. Yeah.
Sitting beside Archie, Mike guzzles from the bottle.
That's good.
He takes another swig.
Hey. Hey, look at this here. You see?
Archie grabs some filthy fabric.
That's an old hunk of Kelsey's awning there. See, all the guys, they thought I should have kept this up, but I didn't. You know, I never missed it.
Looks like the birds never missed it either.
Well, you know, there's a lot of good luck in bird doo-doos. You ever heard that?
No, I can't say that I have.
You ain't got none of that old-time knowledge, you know? Well...
Put this around me here.
I got something here to keep me warm.
Hey. Archie pulls the stiff awning over his shoulders. And Mike glances about.
Thanks a lot.
Oh, gee. Oh,
neck. Get in.
They share the awning.
Why is it so hard for you to be nice to me?
What the hell are you talking about? I've always been nice to you.
Out of here. You've always been rotten to me. Oh. Ever since the time Gloria brought me home to meet you. You remember the first thing you said to me?
Hello?
No, after that. The second thing you said was, are you Jewish?
Hey, listen. If I would have been a Jewish father, that would have been the first thing I said to you.
I wish you could have seen the look on your face when I told you I was Polish.
Well, you know, from where I sit now, maybe it would have been better if you'd have been a Jew.
Why?
Geez, a Jew would have been smart enough so we wouldn't get locked in a story.
That is so awful. You realize how awful it is when you say things like that?
What the hell is awful? I just said something nice about the Jews.
It's not coming out of anything positive. It's coming out of your prejudice. Don't you see that? I mean, why is it so important for you for everybody to be the same? I mean, isn't it better? Doesn't make life more interesting because we're different? I mean, that we're all different shapes and different sizes, different colors.
Don't go one and none. I know all about differences. Gee, the Lord made all them differences, you know? I'll tell you something. The Lord wanted the shames to stay over here with the shames and the difference to be over there with the difference. Hey, did you ever read the story of Noah's Ark in the Bible there?
Yes.
Yeah, well, you know that. And the animals come up, they gangplank into that ark. They come up in the shoes, see? The shames are the shames and the difference was the difference. So the tiger, he come up with the tigress. The lion, he come up with the lionette. Your zebra, he come up with the zebrarella. Your elephant, he come up with the...
With what?
Well, geez, I forget that sign. But you know, the point I'm trying to make is the elephant didn't come walking up there with a pollock. It was like a wolf coming in here after my little girl.
Oh, not this again!
Not this again, then and now, and forever and always. It's only Nashville here that the father-in-laws is going to hate the sons-in-laws, is there? Because they take away... Hey, when I took away Edith's old man, that was the reason... That he hated me? He said he had a whole lot of other reasons, but that was the reason.
No, I think there were other reasons to watch.
Oh, yeah, that's you all over. You're never on my side or nothing there. You don't even know and never even met Edith's father. And you're taking a side over me. You're taking a side of a man with no chin and a GoFundMe, huh? We used to tell longer stories than needed. And they was worse because he told them to you with a bad breath. But I ain't surprised because in all family arguments, you ain't never on my side.
What do you mean? I've been on your side. I've been on your side, man. What are you talking about? What about when you wanted to buy the bar? And you forged Ma's signature.
I traced. All right.
All right, I'm saying trace.
Where?
And I understood at the time you had that little thing with the waitress.
Oh, for God's sake, ain't the world ever gonna forget about my little thing? No, I suppose not. Well, to the world. Out of the world. That world out there, kid, ain't up to no good, right? You don't trust nobody out there except for your own coin. Now you remember that, me, that did.
Then there's another thing. Meathead, why must you always call me Meathead?
What the hell? Why does that bother you so much? I bet I wasn't the first one to call you Meathead.
You were the only one ever to call me Meathead. You never called me Meathead in school. In school, they always called me Michael.
That's all they called?
Well, Mike or Mickey.
What a sweet little school you went to there. No wonder you grew up thinking of why I was beautiful.
Why, what'd they call you in school?
Different things.
For what?
What the hell?
Well, tell me, why did they call you in school? Tell me what they called you.
Well, I remember one winter during the Depression there. When we didn't have no money, of course, the old man lost his job. You know, he was all busted. And I wore out a shoe, one shoe. So I couldn't go to school with only one shoe, see. But my mother, she found a boot, so I had a shoe on one foot there and a boot on the other. A shoe and a boot, shoe boot. So the kids call me Shoe Booty. Yeah, I used to holler,
Shoe Booty, huh?
Yeah, I used to holler, Sooty Fruity, here comes Shoe Booty. And they kept calling me that until they find out my name was Archie Ball and they thought that was funny. And then I wish they'd go back to Shoe Booty.
Kids all made funny, huh?
Yeah, they all made fun. Well, all except one little black kid by the name of Winston.
A black kid liked you?
No, the black kid beat the hell out of me.
Why?
I don't know, nothing much.
Well, he must have had a reason.
Well, he said that I said he was a nigger.
Well, did you?
Sure.
Well, then that was the reason.
What the hell reason was that? That's what all them people was calling them days. I mean, everybody we knew called them people niggers. That's all my old man ever called them there. What the hell was I supposed to call them? I didn't know that they were. I was going to call them a wop. I couldn't call them wops because wop was what we call a dagos.
Did you ever think that possibly your father just might be wrong?
Wrong, my old man? Don't be stupid, my old man. Let me tell you about him. He was never wrong about nothing. Huh?
Yes, he was, Arch.
I?
My old man used to call people the same things as your old man. But I always knew he was wrong. So was your old man.
No, he was.
Yes, he was.
Your
father was wrong.
Stop!
Your father was wrong!
Don't tell me my father was wrong. Let me tell you something. Father who made you wrong? Your father? The breadwinner of the house there? The man who goes out and busts his butt to keep a roof over your head? And clothes on your back, you call your father wrong? Hey, your father. Your father. That's the man that comes home bringing you candy. Father's the first guy to throw a baseball to you and take you for walks in the park, holding you by the hand. My father held me by the hand. Oh, hey. My father had a hand on him now, I tell you. He busted that hand once, and he busted her on me to teach me to do good. My father, he shoved me in a closet for 7 hours to teach me to do good. Of course, he loved me. He loved me.
Don't be looking at me!
Archie gets up
and Mike stares down.
Yeah. Let me tell you something. You're supposed to love your father. Because your father loves you. But how can any man that loves you tell you anything that's wrong? What's useless?
Waving his hand dismissively, Archie turns around and throws a tablecloth across the concrete floor. He drops to his knees, rolls onto his back, and falls asleep with his head on a stack of old newspapers. Mike shudders, then puts down the whiskey bottle. He approaches Archie and crouches down beside him. Mike covers his father-in-law with the dirty awning. Mike rubs his chin in thought. He sits and leans back against a pile of boxes. Mike glances down at Archie.
Good night, Shibuti.
Directed by Paul Bogart. Written by Phil Sharp. Story editors Mel Tolkien and Larry Ryan. Script consultants Bob Weisskopf and Bob Schiller. Associate producer Bridget Jensen Drake.
All in the Family was recorded on tape before a live audience.
Executive producer Mort Lachman. Produced by Milt Josephsberg. Developed by Norman Lear. Based on Till Death Us Do Part, created by Johnny Spite. Copyright 1978, Tandem Productions, Incorporated. A Bud Yorkin, Norman Lear, Tandem Production. Sony Pictures Television.